All right. So, the Trump speech and the shots at Hillary Clinton. One of the great lines, and this often gets overlooked when you're talking about Hillary Clinton and her many lies, because, again, the media is controlled by the Democrats. But the Bosnia story. I don't remember if you guys recall when she talked about taking sniper fire. And Trump hit on that. And it's funny because he used Brian Williams in the dig at Hillary Clinton. It'll be interesting to see how MSNBC, NBC deals with this. But when Trump says Hillary Clinton, who, as most people know, is a world-class liar. Just look at her pathetic email server. Look at her pathetic email and server statements, or her phony landing in Bosnia, where she said she was under attack, but the attack turned out to be young girls handing her flowers. A total self-serving lie. Brian Williams' career was destroyed for saying far less. I mean, that's good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. That's good stuff. And it's completely true. It's funny. I was watching, when we took a break, I was watching CNN, and on the bottom, and I'd never seen this before, at least I'd never seen it for Hillary Clinton. In these last few speeches that Hillary Clinton has delivered, where it was just, I'm going to attack Trump, I'm going to beat him over the head, and I'm going to say and throw everything I can at him. No one at CNN did a fact checker. They didn't do a fact checker. They didn't say, oh, we're fact checking the Hillary Clinton speech today that she gave about Donald Trump. They didn't do that. They absolutely did not do that. But after Trump delivered his speech today, that's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. They ran a graphic along the bottom of the television that said Donald Trump and the fact-checking of his speech. Never seen that before. As far as Hillary Clinton gives a 20-minute speech where she just lights up Trump. And everybody on CNN, everybody on NBC, everybody on ABC talks about how it was one of the greatest speeches ever. Greatest speech ever. Oh, my God, it was the greatest speech ever. But when Trump delivers fact-checking segment. Now, I don't find there's anything wrong with that. You should fact-check the candidates. But you should fact-check Hillary Clinton. You know, everything they're doing to Trump, I'm not saying they shouldn't do to Trump, but they should also do it to Hillary Clinton. So if they spend, I don't know, a week talking about Donald Trump and his beauty pageant practices and having a woman wear a bathing suit 25 years ago because it was written about in a New York Times story. Remember, here's the key. When you talk about something in Hillary Clinton's past, the media says, well, that's in the past. That's old. Are we going to rehash old stuff, you didn't talk about this. You didn't talk about the, yeah, but that's just, it's just in the past. And when you say that about Trump, and you say, well, that's in the past, they go, yeah, but it's a story that was just written. It's a story that was just written, so now we're going to talk about the past. That's how they maneuver. That's how they dance. That's how they shuck and jive. That's how they shuck and jive. So go after Trump. Talk about stuff from 25 years ago. But also go after Hillary Clinton. You know, for the past week now, all we've been hearing, and I watched it this morning before we went on the air. Real quick, I saw it this morning where, I don't know, the CNN investigator, whatever that guy's name is that, you know, acts like he's John Stossel back in the old 2020 days. And he's talking about, other places, like, you know, Daily Beast, all they're falling over themselves. Even that little troll Ben Shapiro. Well, Trump paid himself for you know, this event, and he paid himself for this airplane ride, and then he paid himself for this. What this is just nuts. These are legitimate businesses. These are who flies that airplane, stupids? Who flies that airplane? Who runs that hotel? Who serves that food? Stupids. Someone's got to fly the plane. Someone's got to serve the food. Someone's got to do all of these things. It doesn't go to Trump. It's not in his pocket. If he has an event at Mar-a-Lago or has an event at a hotel, there's a staff. If he has an airplane, he's got pilots. It's just insane. But yet the media is going through this as if it's a there. But nobody's going, okay, Hillary Clinton. You received XYZ while you were head of the State Department. And then XYZ happened with this country. They don't do that. So it'll be interesting to see how NBC, MSNBC plays the whole Bosnia Brian Williams thing. Because that's legit. Here's Hillary Clinton running for president. She's telling people how she's under sniper fire, she's the dangerous in the world, and yet she's getting flowers by little Bosnian girls. And not just her, but Chelsea is also with her. And remember, Brian Williams lost one of the most prestigious newscaster jobs. I mean, anchoring a nightly news gig, that's a big deal. He lost that because he said he was in a helicopter that was under attack. He lost his job. He got suspended. He's now doing breaking news coverage on MSNBC. So it'll be interesting to see what they what they spin on that. So Trump continues. She ran the State Department like her own personal hedge fund, doing favors for oppressive regimes and many others in exchange for cash. 100% true. 100% true. Will CNN investigate that? No. Will MSNBC investigate that? No. Will ABC investigate that? No. Will Daily Beast investigate that? No. Will Huffington Post investigate that? No. Then when she left, she made $21.6 million giving speeches to Wall Street banks and other special interests in less than 2 years. Secret speeches that she does not want to reveal to the public. Together, she and Bill made $153 million giving speeches to lobbyists, CEOs, and foreign governments in the years since 2001. He continues, they totally own her and they will never change. Now, let me explain how the spin works with the media. Let me explain how the spin works with the media. Remember, I've told you about my dad. He's Mr. Uber liberal. You can't get any more liberal than my dad, although he likes Trump. He likes Trump. But he's an uber liberal, and he will drift in and out of being a Trumplican and being a Democrat. And let me explain how this spin works. He watches MSNBC religiously. He watches Rachel Maddow. He watches Chris Matthews. And during the day, he watches CNN. So when we've talked about the speeches and we've talked about the things that Hillary Clinton did out of office and how that pertains to being the president now and corruption and favors. And my dad starts saying, well, Rob, they all do it. They all do it. Look at George Bush. Look at George Bush. Look how much money he makes. All of these people are just jealous because no one wants to pay that top dollar for the Republican speaking. And they want to pay Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton for what they speak. So if they want to pay her $250,000, that's what they pay her. And I go, Dad, time out. You're somehow commingling what former presidents do and what somebody that ran for president and then became Secretary of State and is now running for president again. It's totally different. But Rob, other presidents, they all get speeches. So that's how the press puts out this message that somehow what Hillary Clinton did is no different than what Bush has done or any other president in the past. They have somehow made people believe that Hillary Clinton is just like every other former president, except she wasn't a president. she ran for president. And after she lost to Barack Hussein Obama, she got ready to run for president again. And her giving speeches and her doing what she did when she was as Secretary of State is an extreme conflict of interest. But that's how the media maneuvers people to believe that what she did is what other presidents have done. But she's not the president. She's trying to be the president. Those people already did their time. They already did their time. They already did their time. So, Trump continues. On the Hillary corruption. So then he talks about, you know, the Trans-Pacific deal and the fact that, I'll read you it. Hillary Clinton has also been the biggest promoter of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which will ship millions more of our jobs overseas and give up congressional power to an international foreign commission. Now, because I have pointed out why it would be such a disaster deal, she is pretending that she is against it. She has even detailed this record of total from her – oh. She has even deleted this record of total support from her book. Deletion is something she's very good at. At least 30,000 emails are missing. But this latest Clinton cover-up doesn't change anything. If she is elected president, she will adopt the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we will lose millions of jobs and our economic independence for good. She will do this just as she has betrayed the American worker on trade at every single stage of her career, and it will be even worse than the Clintons' NAFTA deal. Now, again, when Trump brings up a point that I would think would be a total slam dunk for a Wolf Blitzer or a Tapper or one of these other putzes. And that being, Madam Secretary of State, why did you go and delete this passage? Why did you delete this passage from your book? Why did you delete this record of support from your book? Why did you do this? I mean, to me, it's a slam dunk. And it's obvious, once again, why Hillary Clinton is not going to do press conferences. She's not going to do press conferences. You realize that. She's not going to do press conferences. She's not going to do press conferences, and the media isn't going to push that she has press conferences. Can you imagine if Trump didn't have press conferences? Could you imagine if Trump didn't have press conferences? Every single day, they'd be talking about Trump not having press conferences. He doesn't have press conferences. Why doesn't he have press conferences? What's he trying to hide? Why doesn't he have press conferences? He doesn't want to deal with tough questions. You can't be the commander in chief and not have press conferences. What he was It's all we'd hear. It's all we would hear. Why is there? He doesn't want to get that. He doesn't want to do this. So we'll keep going with this speech. Trump talks about the foreign donations and the fact that the private server was to cover up correspondence with people giving her or Bill Clinton money. A foreign telecom giant faced possible State Department sanctions for providing technology to Iran and other oppressive regimes. So what did this company do? For the first time ever, they decided to pay Bill Clinton $750,000 for a single speech. The Clintons got their cash. The telecom company escaped sanctions. Hillary Clinton's State Department approved the transfer of 20% of America's uranium holdings to Russia, while 9 investors in the deal funneled $145 million to the Clinton Foundation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is true. This is true. And why does Hillary Clinton not have a press conference? Because a reporter would ask her about these two things. Wolf Blitzer doesn't ask Hillary Clinton about this. Jake Tapper doesn't ask Hillary Clinton about this. Rachel Maddow definitely doesn't ask Hillary Clinton about this. Rachel Maddow is too busy hugging Hillary Clinton. I mean, think about this. Think about this. A foreign it's astonishing that this hasn't been flushed out. This hasn't been flushed out. You would think this is something that the media would talk about for a week. You would think this is something that Jake Tapper would be investigating for a week. But no, it's about Judge Curiel. It's about a girl in a bathing suit. It's about a fight with Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, seriously. And then Trump goes on. Hillary Clinton appointed a top donor to a national security board with top secret access, even though he had no national security credentials. We talked about that. The media won't talk about that. We talk about that. Hillary Clinton accepted $58,000 in jewelry from the government of Brunei when she was Secretary of State, plus millions more for her foundation. Sultan of Brunei has pushed oppressive Sharia law, including the punishment of death by stoning homosexuals. The government of Brunei also stands to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of Hillary's Trans-Pacific Partnership, which she would absolutely approve if given the chance. Hillary Clinton also took up to $25 million from Saudi Arabia, where being gay is also punishable by death. Hillary also took millions from Kuwait, Qatar, Oman, and many other countries that horribly abuse women and the LGBT community. Now, these are facts. These are 100% facts. And the media ignores this. I mean, hell, my sister, who is like super gay. Seriously, my sister is super, I call her Rosie. She's like militant gay. She's militant gay. And I brought this up to her. And she goes, I don't care about other countries. I only care about what happens here. And I'm like, I can't believe that. So there's actually, there's super militant gay people that are also super ignorant, like my sister. Think about that. My sister's like, yeah, I understand that Hillary Clinton does business with other countries that kill gays, but I don't care. I live here. Oh, okay. Makes a lot of sense. The low information gay voter. The low information gay voter. So then Trump goes on to cover up her corrupt dealings. Hillary Clinton illegally stashed her State Department emails on a private server. Her server was easily hacked by foreign governments, perhaps even by her financial backers in communist China, putting all of America in danger. Then there are 33,000 emails she deleted. While we may not know what is in those deleted emails, our enemies probably do. So they probably now have a blackmail file over someone who wants to be president of the United States. This fact alone disqualifies her from the presidency. We can't hand our government to someone. We can't hand over our government to someone whose deepest, darkest secrets may be in the hands of our enemies. National security is also immigration security, and Hillary wants neither. You know, that's a point with the email server that people like to ignore. But it's real. I mean, it's real and legit. Think about this. And you all remember, I don't know, was it a year ago? Yeah, I think about a year ago, because it was a story when I was moving from my place in North Hollywood to my place in Glendale. And at the time, it talked about the Pentagon and the fact that people's emails were hacked, files were hacked. And a whole bunch of Pentagon employees had their personal information stolen. Social security numbers, driver's license numbers. And there was a big concern that terrorists could get that information. Or maybe a group working with terrorists hacked that information, and now they have the personal information of these government officials. They could go to their house, kill them, do whatever. Now, that was the Pentagon. That was our government. You're going to tell me that Hillary Clinton's server completely secure? Come on, man. Come on. I mean, that report that was released by the Justice Department, that release that was put out by the Inspector General, even said there was attempted hacks into the Clinton server. I mean, come on. Are you going to tell me that the Clinton server that's located in her bathroom, it's located in the duty factory, is somehow more secure than government servers that have Pentagon information, that have officials at the Pentagon? Come on. And yet, Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer and the rest of these putzes on state-controlled media look at that camera with a straight face and just spout off propaganda after propaganda. And this is legit. You know, when Trump says, what information? What information do some of these countries have? Because let's face it, you know those servers are hacked. For heaven's sake, they hacked the DNC server and got a whole cache of information. No one's talking about that. The media hasn't talked about it yet. The media hasn't talked about it yet. I mean, people hack celebrities' cell phones and post naked pictures. And these are inexperienced hackers. What I mean by that is they're not hacking government secrets. They're hacking cell phones. And if you're an experienced hacker, you're not hacking Kate Upton's cell phone to see that sloppy mess. So if you've got novice hackers and they're busting into cell phones, they're busting into cloud networks, you gonna tell me seasoned hackers haven't already hacked into Hillary Clinton server? You gonna tell me that there's no dark secrets, some deep dark secrets that people have? Come on. Come on, man. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the shady stuff that the Clintons do. So this is legit. The media doesn't talk about it. Media, they're not going to talk about it. They're not going to talk about it. They're going to pretend it doesn't exist. They're going to pretend that if you say, you know, her server could be, no, server, come on, what do you got? When she says, oh, I did what every other state, no, you didn't. And Wolf Blitzer and the rest of the state-run media never challenge her on that. And I will repeat, that's why she will not do press conferences. She will not do press conferences. She will not do them. Absolutely will not do them. Just remember that. She will not do them. Because somebody will say, hey, how do you account for the money that you... I mean, like, guys, think about this. Think about this. You have, and this is legit. Think about this rationale that goes on in the heads of the people that run the media and run our government, all Democrats. People are going to boycott Trump because he said A, B, C, and D. People are outraged at the things that he said. And if you're associated with him, that means you support the Ku Klux Klan and you support misogyny, you all of these things. And yet, Hillary Clinton has done millions and millions of dollars worth of business with countries that kill gays and oppress women. And nobody says a word. And you have major Fortune 500 companies that do the exact same thing. You have countries from Saudi Arabia to Qatar to the UAE. You have all of these countries that do business with Coca-Cola, Apple, Qualcomm. I mean, just the list goes on and on and on. These businesses, Hillary Clinton, other people alike, will do business with countries, women, kill gays. And hell, if you want to be even nastier, eat little puppy dogs like China. Eat little puppy dogs like China. But as it pertains to Trump, he's so horrible, he's so bad, he's so evil, that you're going to boycott doing business with him. You're going to boycott if he's at an event. And when you say, well, what is it that he represents? What is it that he says that is worse than a country killing gay people because they're gay, a country doing genital mutilation to a woman, not letting her drive, not letting her leave the house without consent of a man? What does he say and do that's worse than these countries? Well, how he talks about Hispanics. What do you mean, how does he talk? Saying they're rapists and drug dealers. No. He said some are rapists and drug dealers. Well, he wants to build a wall. And he wants to deport. He wants to deport illegal. He wants to enforce immigration laws. Okay, I'm still waiting to hear. I'm still waiting to hear. What he represents, what he says, what he does, which is worse than taking a gay man and throwing him off a building because he's gay. Tell me. You know, we're in that territory. We're in that Nazi gassing 7 million Jews territory. When people go, Trump is Hitler, he's doing this, and you go, what's equivalent to gassing 7 million Jews? What's equivalent to skinning Jews alive and using them for Badminton rackets. Tell me. Well, deporting illegals. Oh, so upholding the law is on par with gassing Jews? Really? That's where we are now. We're in this territory as it pertains to all of these countries, whether it's the Qatar or Saudi Arabia or even China, where Hillary Clinton and other American businesses have no problem doing business and coddling all of these repressive and murderous countries, and then saying Donald Trump is evil, what he stands for is evil, he's bad, he's horrible, he needs to be stopped. And the press will never get a chance to ask Hillary Clinton about these things, Hillary Clinton about these things, because she'll never give a press conference. And Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper will never ask her. We're leaving you live, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's the live feed, and it's over. But we're still going strong on our recorded show, along with our video broadcast. Broadcast. Like I roll the R's? So they'll never ask Hillary Clinton about these things. And these are legitimate things. These are legitimate things. Okay? Sure. When Donald Trump talks about Vince Foster, I'll say, okay, maybe you stay out of that pond. Maybe you stay out of that pond. But when Trump talks about uranium deals, when Trump is talking about repressive regimes, when Trump's talking about telecom giants paying Bill Clinton close to $1 million for a speech, these are all legitimate statements. These are legitimate questions. These are legitimate things that should be investigated. And see, here's the thing that, again, you're not going to hear on mainstream media. It's not going to happen. But the real reason that Hillary Clinton, together, the private server, and did this whole real shady thing, was that the Obama administration told her. They told her. So it's almost like a mob boss. It's like Goodfellas, where the mob boss says, where they tell Henry Hill, he says, you can't sell that junk anymore. And he goes, what do you mean, Paulie? What do you mean? He goes, you're selling that junk. He goes, no, but he goes, no, I'm not talking about what you did inside. When you were inside, you had to do what you had to do. You had to provide for your family. But I'm talking about now, outside. You got to stop it. You can't sell that junk. And that's what this is like. Right before Obama gave her that Secretary of State job, he said, hey, you can't do anything funky. You can't do anything funky. You understand? I know Bill has the foundation. I know you get paid making speeches. I know he gets paid making speeches. But you can't do anything funky. What, Barack? No. Listen, I'm not talking about what you did before. You had to do what you had to do. I'm talking about now, okay? I'm talking about now. But what? No. And then he gives her a slap in the face. He goes, you understand? Yeah, I understand. I understand, Barry. I understand. All right. And if you hear anything going on, you're going to tell me, right? Yeah. I'm going to tell you, Barry. Okay. Now, come on, let's go eat. And that's what it's like. Because Obama and the Obama administration told her, you cannot mess around. You can't do stuff. You can't do stuff that even smells funny. Okay, you can't bring heat down on this administration for your greed. And she went, okay. And after that was all done, she went home. And Bill went, so what happened today? And she went, ugh, we got to figure something out. Because he said we can't do what we've been doing anymore. Oh, Hillary, we got to make money. We got to make that money. And she went. And then Huma Abedin went, why don't you just put your own server in? And Bill went, that's a good idea. And Hillary went, I don't know if we can do that. And Huma went, well, I've been talking with Cheryl, and here's the thing. And then they went through all the little loopholes, and if they got caught, what they would say and how they would maneuver. And Hillary, Bill, Huma, that little three-way, throw in Cheryl Mills. They all together weighed their options and said, well, if we do what Barry wants, we're going to be leaving hundreds of millions of dollars on the table. And who's to say that we're going to be able to get in the White House? Yeah, sure, we're going to run. But what if between now and the end of Barry's term, the Republicans find themselves a new Reagan? What if they find themselves somebody that just dazzles the country? The odds are going to be against us. It's rare for one party to control the White House for 12 years. Bill, you know what it's like. You had a great economy. You had all these things, and yet Al couldn't pull it up. I know, that son of a bitch. He had to take that Lieberman. He had to take that damn Bill. Oh, I mean, that damn jerk. So Hillary went, so we're not guaranteed that we're going to take the White House, but we are guaranteed that if we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. And if we turn down the hundreds of millions of dollars and we don't get the White House, then we really effed ourselves. All right, so what do we do? And then they came up with the server. So she was able to do business. The Obama people didn't know what was going on. They knew she had a server. Of course. When they're getting documents and they're looking at things from Hillary, and it's not a .gov, and it's a .clinton. And you know that stuff is run just like any other office or school, where people know what they know, and they give the look or they give the whisper. Come on. There's been enough books that have come out whether it's Stepanopoulos or Dede Meyers or Dana Perino or Leon Panetta. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. Secret Service agents, where people are talking about what goes on in the White House. People know what they know. So the Obama people knew Hillary was doing what she was doing, but hey. But hey, if they didn't see the shady stuff going on, if they didn't see the pay-for-play going on, then hey, it was what it was. And that's that secret server. That's why it was going on. That's the truth. And you won't hear the press talk about it at all. You won't hear the, you just won't. Just won't. So that's the nuts and bolts. That's the nuts and bolts of this Trump speech. That's the nuts and bolts of it. You should check it out. I'm going to put some clips together tonight. And we'll play some clips tomorrow. And of course, you know, Trump opens up with a people ask me why I'm running for president. I've built an amazing business, and I love, and I get to work side by side with my children every day. We come to work together and turn visions into reality. We think big, and then we make it happen. I love what I do, and I'm grateful beyond words to the nation that has allowed me to do it. So when people ask, why am I running? I quickly answer, I'm running to give back to this country, which has been good to me. When I see crumbling roads and bridges or the dilapidated airports or the factories moving overseas to Mexico or to other countries, I know these problems can all be fixed, but not by Hillary Clinton, only by me. The fact is we come back bigger and better and stronger than ever before. Jobs, jobs, jobs. Everywhere I look, I see the possibilities of what our country could be. But we can't solve any of these problems by relying on the politicians who created them. We will never be able to fix a rigged system by counting on the same people who rigged it in the first place. The insiders wrote the rules of the game to keep themselves in power and in the money. That's why we're asking Bernie Sanders voters to join our movement so together we can fix the system for all Americans. Importantly, this including fixing all of our many disastrous trade deals. Because it's not just the political system that's rigged, it's the whole economy. It's rigged by big donors who want to keep down wages. It's rigged by big business who want to leave our country, fire our workers, and sell their products back in the United States with absolutely no consequences for them. It's rigged by the bureaucrats who are trapping kids in failing schools. It's rigged against you, the American people. Hillary Clinton, who as most people know is a world-class liar. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a powerful opening. That's a powerful opening. It really is. It's powerful. Powerful. Seriously, that's power. Think about it. You got Corey Lewandowski being fired. And right after that, you have a Trump speech from a teleprompter that opens with a positive message. A positive message about thinking big. The American worker put first. Fixing our broken bridges, our broken roads. It's a positive message. It really was. And it's a good start to a reboot of the Trump campaign, because that's what it is. It's a reboot. Corey Lewandowski, it was a reboot. People don't get that, but it was. But that's a speech. We're going to have clips tomorrow. Hillary Clinton just got done delivering a rebuttal speech. And, of course, CNN and everyone else will be falling over themselves to tell everybody how awesome it was.